I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I was looking at the SEC stuff, right? And I was, there was a USA Today Sports did a feature on Jake Fromm, right? The Georgia quarterback. And as the, you know, Bulldogs, everybody keeps talking about how they're closing the gap on Alabama, right? That, George is the team, and some people think LSU, et cetera, right? So, you know, the odds to win the SEC are Bama at 1-2, Georgia 2-1, Auburn 8-1, then Florida 10-1, LSU 10-1, and then everybody else has no chance, basically, according to those that think they know. But here's the deal. Carver, how do you think that Jake Fromm, after Georgia blew two double-digit leads against Alabama the last 2 years, that this is the guy that'll get it done, finally, that he can do it? Or is he going to spend his whole career in Athens losing to Alabama?
Until they beat them, I don't believe that they can. It's just that simple. The way they've lost them the last couple of years, you got to go show me at this point.
So you, but you're willing to give them basically that no one's beating Alabama, even a team that had them by double digits, but you're willing to say that Michigan will beat Ohio State this year?
It's a different situation.
So explain that.
Well, Alabama's Alabama, and that's that. That's pretty much where that goes. Alabama and Clemson are here, and everybody else is everywhere else.
Right.
Ohio State has a new coach this year.
So they're at 5-6.
New team. But they're for what we know right now, an inflated 5-6.
Right.
Because we don't know what they are. They have a lot of new things.
Do you think that Ohio State's inflated, or that Michigan and Ohio State are inflated? Because I think Ohio State,
think
Michigan's
both,
loaded with Shea Patterson.
I think they're both inflated. But if Ohio State comes out this year and they destroy everybody and they're 11-0 going into the Michigan game,
right?
Fine, they'll probably
then you'll
beat
take
them.
Ohio State.
But if they're, you know, 9-2 or 8-3 and they're not having an Ohio State type of year, this could be the year that Michigan beats them. I don't know till they get to that point because there's too many new factors involved in this Ohio State season. There's just too many for me.
And Mafia, do you think Jake Fromm can do it? Can he actually beat Alabama in the SEC championship game if they get there and then win a national championship?
No. I think if last year coming into it, maybe I would have given him more of a chance because of, you know, kind of wiping out the first one, saying, you know what, it happens, he was young, you learn, you figure out how to do it next time around. But doing it twice in a row, then now you got to prove it to me. Just like Carver said, I'm not believing into you until you show me. Same thing like you talk about with the Browns all the time. Your history is you choke. So the history of Georgia right now, the short history under this kid is that they do good against Alabama and then choke. So until you show me different, that's what I'm believing.
So this kid, obviously, he's getting a massive amount of attention from, and now he's got his chance to get it done for Georgia. Have we not been waiting for Georgia to win a national championship forever? Has that not been the case? It literally has been forever, has it not? And then Kirby Smart's doing a great job down there. I wouldn't deny that. I think he's done a really nice job in Athens. Do you think he's done a better job there? It's pretty obvious than Mark Richt did.
1,000%.
I'm still, you know, trying to recover from the whole Mark Richt fallout, to be honest with you. When he went down to Miami and Coral Gables, I was pretty stoked. I'm like, you know, I can live with this. I could see this working for a while. I think he'll do a great job with the Canes. I'm a big Canes fan. And that he was gone that quickly stunned me. But this guy, Kirby Smart, has replaced him and done a great job in Athens. But, you know, there's nothing that guy wants more than a national championship. That's why he's there. He's not there to finish in the SEC championship game every year losing to Alabama. I can guarantee you that. It's probably driving Kirby Smart nuts. The question begs, can LSU or A&M even Florida, Auburn, can they hang with Alabama and Georgia in this conference? I think LSU can. I like Joe Burrow. I think he's tough as hell. And I think Jimbo is going to do a good job in College Station. Carver, how do you think that Jimbo Fisher actually has better talent at College Station than he had in Tallahassee? Because I think it's hard for me to actually believe that. I think that there's some trepidation in saying, oh, they get better athletes at A&M than they do at Florida State. Now, at Florida State, when he was there, when he coached the Noles, right, they were still, in my view, at the peak of getting just incredible recruiting classes. They had great talent at Florida State. If you ask me, they were getting better athletes there than any school in Florida.
I mean, for me, he's got to win a national title there for me to even put it there, because he won one at Florida State. He won a national title there.
Right.
So unless he does that at Texas A&M, then he's not. I don't care.
But do you think that he's up to the challenge of, you know, being where he is? Because, obviously it's a lot different in the ACC, that this monster that he's up against in the SEC of coaching, this is the ultimate challenge, I think, for him.
He's got, I don't see them winning there. I just.
Not a national championship.
No, I think it's, until I see a decline in the Alabama program, I'm just not gonna believe it.
Like, how about this? They have to play Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia this year.
They have probably the hardest schedule. If you've just taken those three games.
I mean.
That's just.
Are all three of those games, it would appear to me, would be losses?
I mean, look, they almost had Clemson last year at home. This year they have to go there. Yeah, look.
How do you think Kelly Bryant will do at Missouri? The kid that left Clemson.
I don't think
no ring.
I don't think Missouri's that great.
I don't either. But do you think he could make them better? Do you think that they could be better than Drew Locke?
Yes.
I mean, because that guy got a lot of attention for basically doing nothing in Columbia.
Yeah, I think that they'll be better this year than they were last year.
And didn't he start like with Denver or something? And he's just been atrocious so far in the preseason throwing the football. Locke.
He's not gonna play.
I know he's not going to play, but he got a lot of attention at Missouri for, you know, as a quarterback in that draft. He got a lot of attention, and then he so far it hasn't gone well. I could be wrong, but I think it has not gone well early. I know he
fell into the second round. I don't think that – I get it. You take a guy in the second round, you're eventually going to want him to play, but – he's not at the class of these other guys that got taken.
Can you imagine being Mississippi? I mean, like Mississippi State, Tennessee, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Vandy in this conference. Like, can you imagine trying to survive and with those dogs? Like the top of that conference, you know, the best teams from the haves to the have-nots is like two different worlds. It's like going across this, you know, the pond. I mean, they're living on this side, and the other side is all the have-nots. It's just, it is so wide, the gap. It's not even funny.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of those teams used to be stronger, and that's why we're the SEC in the past 10 to 15 years really built that aura as
right.
the best conference in college football, because
right.
not only did you have the Alabamas and the and then, you know, the Floridas and all those. Now Georgia's kind of stepped up and taken over that Florida spot as the other great team in that conference. But the other middle teams were still really, really good teams and could give you, you know, were top 25 programs. And now they've all kind of slipped down a little bit. It wasn't a great year for them last year. But
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.